For South Carolina Public Radio, this is South Carolina Focus. I'm Tut Underwood. Music is in the air in downtown Columbia, mixing with the smells of cooking foods and the sounds of conversations, sales, even dogs enjoying a day out with their families. It's the weekly Soda City Market, held every Saturday on the capital city's main street. Matthew Dickinson of Columbia enjoys playing his hammered dulcimer in the street and introducing people to the unusual instrument.
Not a lot of people know the instrument, and so it's a very captivating sound and people love to hear it, so it gives them that chance, as well as gives me the chance to experiment with what do people like, what do they don't like, and not in such a monitored setting such as a performance at a church or a concert somewhere. So that's nice.
The open-air atmosphere is relaxing to Dickerson, but there's a practical aspect to his street playing as well.
It works as a supplemental income. I make enough out here, not just in tips, but I sell albums here on the street, so that really helps help as well.
Nearby, the Mexican fried meat pies called empanadas are enjoyed by Jeff Hayden and his daughter. So what else does he like about the market?
See the people, see the art, see the food, just something to do in Columbia. It's a good thing. I've been to this in Birmingham and Atlanta and things, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, so I'm glad we're doing it also.
Hayden and his family visit the market periodically to eat, buy art, and soak up the ambience. He said the event is fun no matter what the season.
All year. I like it in the summer when it's hot, and I like it in the winter when it's cool.
For dessert, some shoppers at Soda City, which derives its name from Columbia's informal abbreviation of COLA, stop by the new fudge booth run by Marie Harris of Lexington. It's just her third week at the market, but she's enjoying brisk business.
People love to sample, and when they sample, I love to see the expression on their face. It's usually an expression of astonishment and then a big smile, so that's what I like to see.
Harris said she developed her unique fudge with the idea of selling it at Soda City because her friends had a booth selling jewelry.
I wanted to do something creative and be out and meet people and enjoy the city, so this seemed to be the answer. No one else was selling fudge. I tested out a few recipes and had to try a few different things until I came up with the one that I liked the best. So there, in the beginning, there was a little bit of waste, but it was worth it to get the product that I have now. Everyone seems to like it.
Harris presently sells two flavors of fudge, chocolate and salted caramel, but she plans to expand soon to other flavors.
I've had a lot of requests for peanut butter fudge, and I think that will be my next flavor. But so far, I'm still perfecting the two that I have. And I think I've got it, so it won't be long before another flavor comes up.
The patrons who have strolled through the market the past few weeks have enjoyed Harris's wares in rising numbers, much to her delight.
Every week I sell more and more, so that means I have to produce more and more. I'm busy in the kitchen all day, Monday through Friday, making fudge, but I love it.
The increasingly popular market has grown from its early years in the Rosewood neighborhood, moving to its present home on Main Street in 2012. This SC Focus report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. With South Carolina Focus, I'm Tut Underwood for South Carolina Public Radio. It's the final week of our grand experiment, the No Pledge Drive Pledge Drive, and the goal is $300,000. You can make it happen with your donation in any amount. Make your pledge now at SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org or pick up the phone and call 1-800-256-8535. Thank you for your continued support.